everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
No.
What, are we keeping Thanksgiving a secret this year?
No, we are playing this game I learned at work. You have to name all the states in 6 minutes.
What? That's like insanely easy.
No, it's a lot harder than it sounds. You always forget at least one, or in some cases, 14.
It's a stupid game, and I wasn't playing against other people, so technically I didn't lose.
What? You forgot 14 states?
Nobody cares about the Dakotas.
Oh, okay, time's up.
All right, I got 48.
Oh, it's not bad. Pete?
Oh, I got tired of naming states, so I decided to list the types of celery. And I have one, regular celery.
Okay, so Rachel's got 48, and Phoebe has the lead in vegetables. Joey?
Say hello to the new champ of Chandler's Dumb States Game.
Well, how many you got?
56.
How is New England not a state, huh? They have a sports team.
Does South Oregon have a sports team?
There you go.
How come we have one extra play setting? Because you invited your assistant.
Oh, right, sorry. Tarek's not coming. His girlfriend came into town, so he's spending Thanksgiving with her.
Oh, why didn't you tell me? I made him his own individual sweet potato stuffed pumpkin.
Well, I was going to, but then I figured, you know, your food is so delicious and perfect. You can never have too many of those pumpkin things.
You know, you'd think I wouldn't enjoy that because it is so fake, but I still do. Regular celery! Oh, I already have that.
Done. With time to spare.
Ooh, this may be a new world's record.
You know, I hate to lecture you guys, but it's kind of disgraceful that a group of well-educated adults and Joey can't name all the states. You ever see a map or one of those round, colorful things called a globe?
Magellan, you got 46 states.
What? That's impossible.
46. Well, who's well-educated now, Mr. I Forgot 10 States?
All right, I'm out of oven space. I'm going to go turn on Joey's. Please watch him. Do not let Joey eat any of the food.
I am only one man. Okay, Ross, time is up.
No, just give me another minute.
Look, Ross, if you don't know them by now, you will never know them, okay? That is the beauty of this game. It makes you want to kill yourself.
This is crazy. I can do this. All right, I bet I can get all 50 before dinner.
Okay, but if you can't, no dinner.
You're on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Don't look at my list, Ross, because there's a lot on there that you don't have.
Hey, did you guys know that your oven doesn't work?
But the drawer full of takeout menus is okay, right?
Ross, I'm going to use yours, okay? Chandler, give me a hand.
Here. And Joey, do not let Ross look at any of the maps or the globe in your apartment.
Don't worry, Chandler. It's not a globe of the United States.
Hey, you guys, I'm going to go out and take a walk.
Phoebe, why is your bag moving?
Oh, it's not. Seriously, it's moving.
What the hell's in there?
It's just my knitting, that's all. Yes, I knit this. I'm very good. Ross's apartment is nice. How come we don't hang out here more often?
I don't know. Maybe because it smells a little weird. It's like old pumpkins or something.
That's my pie.
Which smells delicious.
Uh-oh.
What?
We left Joey alone with the food. Yep. I knew it. There he is. Feeding stuffing to a dog. Geller Bing residence, how can I help?
Phoebe, why is there a dog in our apartment?
I'm sorry, who's this?
There's a dog sitting on my couch.
Tell her I'm allergic, and I will sue.
No, there's no dog here.
Yes, there is. He's black and white and shaggy, and he's sitting next to Rachel and licking Rachel's hand.
Oh, my God, where are you?
I'll be right there.
Oh, they're here already? How are they doing this?
Hi, Ted. What are you doing here?
I wanted to see if your offer to spend Thanksgiving with you was still good.
Well, sure. Come in. Well, what happened to your girlfriend?
We, kind of broke up this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so she went back to Ohio.
Ohio! Thank you!
Huh, where's the dog?
What dog? There's no dog here.
Yeah, that dog left. Wait a minute, I thought we agreed to say your thing, you know?
Phoebe! Phoebe, open up!
There's no dog in here.
Well, our hiding the dog plan is off to a great start.
Phoebe, we can hear the dog barking.
No, that's just me coughing.
Oh, good, there you are. Listen, I have a dog in my room.
What is it doing here?
Well, I'm watching it for some friends who went out of town. Wait. Hello, my name is Clunkers. May I please stay with you nice people?
Oh, I wish you could stay here, but Chandler's allergic.
Extremely allergic, okay? If I am anywhere near a dog for more than 5 minutes, my throat will just close up.
That's odd, because this dog's been living here for the past 3 days.
Really?
Chandler, if the dog has been here that long and you haven't had a reaction, maybe you're not allergic to this dog.
Well, it still has to go, right?
Why?
Okay, it's,
Don't do it!
Don't do what?
I have to, okay? It's time. Okay, I hate dogs.
What?
What?
Crazy!
Are you out of your mind?
Told you.
They are needy. They are jumpy. And you can't tell what they are thinking, and that scares me a little bit.
You're right. They are scary. Ah! She just ate a treat out of my hand!
So, you're not allergic? I mean, does that mean you're not allergic to wool either?
You bought me a pink turtleneck sweater.
The guy in the catalog pulled it off. Wait a minute. Do you not like all dogs? I mean, not even puppies?
Is there a puppy here?
You don't like puppies?
Okay, you are new.
Look, Chandler, I told you, never tell anyone about this dog thing. It's like Ross not liking ice cream.
You don't like ice cream?
It's too cold.
Okay, just the dogs make me a little uncomfortable.
Hurts my pee.
Now, I don't want to say this. I don't want you guys to hate me, but, I don't think I can be around that dog anymore, okay? So either the dog goes or I go. Oh, my God!
How can I not get this? I'm a college professor. I got 1450 on my SATs.
1250.
Damn, I forgot you were here.
We're going to take Clunkers to Ross's. We'll be back in a minute.
Oh, wait, before you guys go, can I just ask you a question?
Yeah.
When a guy breaks up with his girlfriend, what is an appropriate amount of time to wait before you make a move?
Oh, I'd say about a month.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'd say 3 to 4.
Half hour.
Interesting. When it's your assistant, I would say never.
All right, Rach, the big question is, does he like you? Right? Because if he doesn't like you, this is all a moo point.
Huh. A moo point?
Yeah. It's like a cow's opinion.
Doesn't matter.
It's moo.
Have I been living with him for too long, or did that all just make sense?
Please don't listen to Joey. Okay, would you look at him. He's obviously depressed. He's away from his family. He's spending Thanksgiving with strangers. What he needs right now is for you to be his friend.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay, that's what I'm going
to
do.
Fine. Take their advice. No one ever listens to me. When the package is this pretty, no one cares what's inside.
Okay, I'm keeping my end of the deal. Why is the dog still here?
We're leaving.
Okay. Bye-bye. I could pull this off, right?
Hey.
Hey.
How are you holding up?
Not bad.
Yeah. I'm sorry about your girlfriend.
Thanks.
So are you guys together a long time?
A year, on and off. I kind of thought we'd end up together. I don't anymore.
Now that she broke up with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. I always used to assume that I would meet someone and fall in love and be happy and that all that was just a given. But lately it's like, what if it's not? Do you ever have that feeling?
No.
Yeah. All the time, constantly. It's terrifying. But you know, then I figure it has to work out.
Why?
Because it has to.
You really have all the answers, don't you?
Yeah, no, I do. I really do.
Hey, thanks for talking to me.
Come on. What are bosses for? Tuck it out.
All right, he likes you back. Told you should go for it.
What?
Street noise, drown any of that out? No? All right, I'll see you later.
Okay. What did Joey say? I like you back?
Joey knows that I'm very insecure about my back. And you were hugging me, so obviously you are not repulsed by it. Yeah.
Wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense.
No? All right, here's the truth. Joey said what he said because, I'm attracted to you.
Wow.
Yeah, I admit it. I have a crush on you, and I know that's crazy because we work together, and nothing could ever happen, and the last thing I want to do is to freak you out or make you feel uncomfortable, which is why it would be really great if you said something right about now.
Oh, my God. Those guys are stealing my car.
What?
Right there. That's my car.
Oh.
Hey!
Okay, well, that's going to take 1 minute. Do you have anything else you want to get off your chest?
I can't believe this.
Wait, we still have time to talk, and they're not even in the car yet. Oh, look, there they go. Okay.
Hey, Phoebe. We should probably go back now.
Please don't leave me. I'll be lonely.
Stop it. Stop. Okay, let's go. Come on, we can be strong.
Yeah, okay. Oh, my God. Did you hear that? She said Monica. Oh, I can't leave her.
You know, if you want, we could sneak the dog back in and Chandler wouldn't even know.
It's not going to work.
I had that dog there for 3 days and Chandler had no idea. He's not so smart.
Hey, I didn't know either.
Yeah, but you kind of knew that something was going on, didn't you?
Yeah, I knew.
Where's Chandler?
Here I am.
Wash your hands!
How did you know? Hey, what's she doing back here?
Relax, Ross. She's not made of ice cream.
Hey, look, Phoebe, I laid out the states geographically.
No, we don't really have time for this right now. Can we have to keep Chandler away from my bedroom?
Yeah, but look what I did.
See, this is exactly what we do not have time for.
Where's Monica?
In Phoebe's room. You can't go in there.
Why not?
Monica's crying. She's very upset about this whole clunkers thing.
Well, I should go in there.
No, no. No, she doesn't want to see you right now.
Why not?
Because you sent away the dog.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, is it? Is it? Look, when Monica and I were kids, we had a dog named Rover. And one day, my dad decides he doesn't like dogs. So Monica and her friend, Phyllis, take away the dog. And that was the last time we ever saw him. Don't you see? This is just like that, only with a few details changed. Okay, I'm in my sweatpants. Bring on the food. What's the matter?
Monica's all upset because I sent Clunkers away.
So? Bring the dog back. You're a hero.
Yeah, I could be a hero. I could do that. I could do that. What if it attacks me?
Damn, it's like a big gerbil.
And that doesn't scare you?
Boss, you need some help?
From you? Yes, please.
First of all, Utah? Dude, you can't just make stuff up.
Okay, Clunkers, come here, you big gerbil. Clunkers? Where's my Clunkers, my little clunk? No, 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 I am not going to do that voice. Clunkers! Oh, no, 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 no. Come back here, you furry little butt sniffer. Not you, ma'am.
I hate America. When I finish this game, I swear I am moving.
Hey. Heck, still talking to the police?
Yeah. Oh, why, damn it, why did I open my mouth? I have a crush on you. I am attracted to you. I mean, I know that I freaked him out.
If you said it like that, you probably did, yeah.
What was I thinking? I work with this man. I have to see him every day. How did this happen to me? Oh, wait, that's right. It was because of you.
All right, I think I can help you. You want to know what you have to do?
Please, help me.
Okay. Now, all right, you're going to want to talk to him about this, right? But trust me, Rach, that'll only make it worse. You have to deny everything. That conversation out there never happened.
Joey, I don't think that's going to work. It was a pretty long conversation.
Well, there was no conversation.
Joey, I'm just going to talk to Tag.
Who's Tag? There's no Tag.
Okay, this conversation is over.
See? It works.
Hey, is Chandler here?
No, he went for a walk.
Okay, well, you cannot tell him, but look who's back.
Hi! No. He went over to Ross's to bring the dog back here.
Oh, no, the dog's not going to be there.
You think?
Hi, Annie.
Please don't be mad at me.
What? Why would you wait and see? Maybe we will, maybe we won't.
Okay, I went over to Ross's apartment to bring back Clunkers, you know, for you. And I left the door open, and she must have gotten out. And I looked everywhere, all over the apartment, including the roof, which, FYI, Ross, one of your neighbors, growing weed. I couldn't find them, and I am so sorry. But I do know where we can all go ease the pain.
We have good news. Look who's back!
Hey! Oh, my God!
That's right. She came back all by herself. It's a Thanksgiving miracle.
It is so good to see you.
Yet she came all the way back from Ross's building. Oh, the things she must have seen. And then she climbed up the fire escape and she tapped on the window with her teeny little paw and then we ran to let her in. I went too far, didn't I? When should I have stopped?
Okay, maybe this is so hard because there aren't 50 states. Let me tell you something. I have 49 states, and there are no more. Now, I think I should be able to eat something.
It's up to you.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I gotta go down to the police station and look at mugshots. Oh. Thanks for having me over, you guys.
Tag, you're going? We didn't get a chance to talk. So where did you say you're from again?
Colorado.
Yeah, what good are you?
Look, I think we should talk about what happened on the terrace.
Okay.
I never should have said what I said. You know what? It just doesn't matter how I feel. I mean, we work together, so nothing could really ever happen between us. And what I would love is just to go to work on Monday and never talk about this again. Okay? Big day Monday. Lots to do. So we okay?
I'm not.
Oh, God, I knew it. I freaked you out.
No, you didn't. The only thing that freaked me out was you saying that nothing could ever happen between us.
Really?
Yeah. So please don't fire me for doing this.
Okay, well, that's one less thing we have to do on Monday.
Delaware.
All right.
I want my turkey now.
You got it. You got Nevada twice.
I know.
Yeah.